And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Saturday, November 13th. And the inbox is bulging. Mark says we've got to answer more of your questions and we've got to get more of you on the air. Mark, is there actually a wait to get on the air now? Oh my God, I love it. It's like a red carpet kind of thing where you have to like wait in line to get in. Okay. Mark says we are going to start to charge you. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We want to just have you join us simply by going to the website, jillonmoney.com. And you know, I have to say, it is just so fascinating to me because so many of you keep asking these great questions. And, you know, we are so delighted. It doesn't matter whether you have 3 shekels or 3 million shekels. We want you to drop us a line and let us know if you'd like to come on the air because the program is better when you join us. There's just no doubt about it. It is a far better experience for me and Mark, for you as, you know, someone who's getting your question answered, but the listeners too, they want to hear your voices. What have we learned, Mark? We've learned about how much it costs to buy a horse and feed it. What else did we learn? Moose hunt. We didn't know anything about moose hunts. Like, how would I know that from your, there's no way that that information gets revealed without you guys coming on the air with us. Right, Mark? Come on. $6,000 for a moose hunt, ladies and gentlemen. $6,000 for a moose hunt. Have you ever eaten moose? She did say they had moose meat. I don't think I've ever had that. Okay, Mark went dog sledding in Norway. I mean, there's a lot in that sentence, so I'm just going to have to absorb it. Was that when you were living in London? Okay, so when Mark was living in London, he did a lot of traveling around. He was by himself. It was pre-partnership. That was before you met her, right? Or right after. Anyway, he went on this dog sledding thing in Norway, and then they served moose stew for dinner. Okay, I'm game. Oh, you know what? Game. Get it? I'm game. It's all about game. All right. If you'd like to come on the program, jillonmoney.com. Click the contact button. That is what Jenny did. She's on the line from Michigan. Hi, Jenny. How can we help you?
Hi. Good morning. Thank you. Well, I had a question about an older 401k that I had with a previous company and the amount that it is currently invested in that company's stock. It seems high, but it's been doing pretty well. And so I'm not sure whether I should kind of roll it over and divest from that company or not.
Okay, quick question. So give us some details about who you are. How old are you?
I'm 43.
Single, partnered?
I'm married.
Okay, kids?
One kid in middle school.
Oh, poor you. Good luck. the new job that you have a 401k, right?
Yes.
And where is the new 401k? What is the big mutual fund company or investment company that manages the 401k account for you in the new job?
It's with TIA Crest.
Ooh, that's good. So is it a 403b? You work for a nonprofit or do you work for...
Yeah, I work for University of Michigan. I think part of it is a 403B.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I would suspect. And the old plan is a 401K, yes?
Yes.
Okay, now, the old plan, you said you have company stock in there. What is the total amount in the old 401K?
The old 401K has a little over 235K.
Great. And your new retirement account, is this brandy new? Like, how much money's in there?
No, that one, it's also got a little north of 200.
Great.
220K.
Fantastic. Okay. And what percentage of that old 401K is in the company's stock?
22%.
Oh, Jennifer, come on. But you know what the good news is? You're calling. You know, I presume the stock's doing well. I don't know what company it is, but I'm just going to tell you right now, it's a good time to make this decision because I am a huge believer in, you know, even if you work at a great company, that it is far better to limit the risk in the company stock. Maybe to, you know, if you were really like, oh, I have to own it, it's the best company in the world, you know, maybe 10% of your invested assets. I usually say 5% because I'm a wimp. So number one is, if you're going to keep the money in the old 401k, then I would definitely sell a bunch of that company stock and reallocate it.
Okay.
But then the other question is, maybe it should all be in TIAA CREF, which is a fantastic company. So there is a question that you'll have to ask the university HR department or whoever manages the retirement account. And that is, will they take a direct rollover from a 401k into your current account? Sometimes they make you go through an interim step. So just ask that question, because I think it's probably more likely that, you know, you would just want to keep all the money in one neat account. TIAA CREF, fantastic options. The TIAA side, the annuity side, is a very high yielding annuity contract. It's one of the few that I think is really amazing. So if you wanted some safe money, you're going to park it there, that's fine. The CREF side, low cost, very easy to navigate. So in essence, I think now might be a very good opportunity for you to consolidate these accounts and maybe just manage them a little bit more seamlessly. That's kind of where I come down. How are you investing the money in the current 403B at TIAA CREF?
Most of it's in target date mutual funds.
Okay, that's fine. Honestly, you could do either target date, or you could just, you know, pick the individual, a stock index, a bond index, the real estate. You know, you could allocate it yourself if you wanted to. But I think consolidation makes sense. Even if you worked for Facebook and you said, oh my God, I made so much money in the stock, I still think it's hard for someone who's gone through financial crises and has seen people lose so much money in company stock to sure. recommend to anyone to keep that much money in the company stock. So I would scale it back. If you would like to join us and tell us about moose hunts, your financial life, how much it costs to buy a horse, what else have we? We've learned some other interesting things. You know what I've been interested in, actually? You notice that we've been getting a lot of people who say their expenses have ticked up because of a lot of mental health issues. So terrible, right? But I do think that that's becoming more and more common. So if you find that your expenses have started to swell because of some strange onset of things that are going on in your family life, we want to hear from you. We want to hold your hand. We want to help you prioritize making sure that that is covered. So let us know if we can help you out. Just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact button. While you're there, you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter. And of course, you can actually subscribe to our sister broadcast. It's called Eye on Money. Okay. Now, again, the show is all about you. We really do not require much, but the little thing we do require from you is that every time that you hear this show, that you focus on this, please try to do something nice for someone else today. And don't forget our mantra, grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.